Hey, Boker Tov, everyone. We are moving on to the dinim of Mitzvahs Yeshiva Tzukah. Mitzvahs Yeshiva Tzukah has a lot of fascinating halachas, a lot of halacha lemaisa, and a lot of things that people don't know. No. The Mishnah, Daf Kof Chetz Amud Beis, Mesechet Tzukah tells us, Kol Zayin Yomim, Odom Osa Sukosa Keva Ubeiso Arai. All 7 days of Sukkahs, you have to make your Sukkah. Is your bais keva, that is supposed to be your permanent dwelling, while your bais is your bais arai. Okay, that's supposed to be your temporary dwelling. That means what comes out of here is it's supposed to turn into your house also mamish. Not just like what they do in many places where when you have, I don't know, a bread suda, you might go down to the sukkah and wash and make a leishev sukkah and you eat in the sukkah and everything else you do in your house and do outside of the house. That's clearly not what is expected based on this Mishnah. The Gemara, the sukkah over there, clearly states that your house is supposed to turn into your sukkah. It is supposed to be this temporary dwelling of the sukkah is supposed to be your permanent dwelling over sukkah's time. That's clearly what the halacha is, and therefore there are a lot of different things that come out, and we'll try and discuss a bunch of them today. Number one, this doesn't mean that you have to go crazy, and then like every single second, if you're not in the sukkah, you have to, Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? They write about Rav Moshe that even when he left the sukkah, he didn't like run back to the sukkah. You don't have to go, when you come the next time, and you have to go the next day, you should go back to the sukkah. The more time you can spend in the sukkah, the better, but you don't have to go, mashugah over it and worry about every single second that you're not in the sukkah. Now, with saying this, that you have to make it your permanent dwelling, there's this very interesting duality when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah. On one hand, this is what you're supposed to do everything. It says over there in the Braisa, they have to letayil b'sukkah, lilmo b'sukkah, lishon b'sukkah. You have to do everything in the sukkah. So whatever metayil means, have a good time in the sukkah, to walk around your sukkah, whatever it might be, you're supposed to be spending time in the sukkah. So therefore, if it's your permanent dwelling, it comes to be that's where you're gonna talk to your friends there. You might even play, Monopoly there. You might do things there. And on the other hand, you have to realize the sukkah is a makom kadosh. It's a makom kadosh where the shechina, in the Zion says the shechina rests on the schach of the sukkah. And therefore, there's certain things you're not allowed to do in the sukkah. You're not allowed to do tashmish bozli in the sukkah. You're not supposed to have, smelly garbage in the sukkah. You're not supposed to, the Braisa says, you're not supposed to leave your dirty plates in the sukkah, okay? And therefore, so much says, there are those Rishonim that say that if you leave your dirty plates in the sukkah for a long period of time, you can't even make a bracha. It's like mevatel l'shem sukkah. You can't even make a bracha in there, in the sukkah. So you have, on one hand, it is supposed to be what you do on a normal day is supposed to take place now in the sukkah, as opposed to in your house or in your dorms or wherever it might be, wherever you're residing, okay? But on the other hand, you have to treat it with a certain amount of respect. It has to have a certain amount of respect. You don't do tashmish bozli in the sukkah at the same time. Okay? Any severe, as the Mishnah Berurah talks about, you should try not getting angry in the sukkah. Okay? Not to speak chas v'shalom lashon hara. Always asur to speak lashon hara. But speaking lashon hara in a sukkah is worse than speaking lashon hara outside the sukkah. Just like speaking lashon hara inside of Beis Knesses. The Chofetz Chaim writes is much worse than speaking Lashon Hara outside the Beis Knesset. It just makes the Averas much worse. Same thing here in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael is greater, and an Avera in Eretz Yisrael is a greater Avera. Okay? A Pladois and a Makom Kadosh, you have to be with a certain amount of respect. Okay, now, going into the Pratim over here, I want to leave off Achila for a different time. That's obviously the biggest thing of what is going to be Chayiv in a sukkah, and what's not going to be chayiv in a sukkah, okay? That is discussion, a lot of discussion, we'll leave that for another time. But I want to talk about the other things that are mentioned in the Braisa. Number one is sleeping in a sukkah, okay? It's true, the Ramah brings down a couple of reasons why perhaps that one does not sleep in a sukkah nowadays. Now, the svaras that he brings down, okay, one of them is very true. In Chutz La'aretz, it's true. It's cold. Okay, if it's cold, so you have a din that we're not talking about today. Mitzdayer is pater min sukkah, so it's too cold to sleep outside. That's a normal thing that people in mitzdayer from. Makes sense why they wouldn't sleep in the sukkah if it's cold. But I don't know, you live in Florida, okay? You live in a place where it's warm. Or, like here in Eretz Yisrael, there really is not so much of a heter to rely on not to sleep in the sukkah. And therefore, the minig, for sure, not the minig, the halacha is Here in Eretz Yisrael, we sleep in the sukkah. Now, sleeping in the sukkah, the Gemara tells us, is even more machmer than eating in the sukkah. You have to choose one of them. It's more important to sleep in the sukkah than eating in the sukkah. How do we know? It says over there that eating a snack is mutter outside the sukkah. Achilas arai outside of the sukkah, that's permissible. Okay? Only on achilas kevo, without getting you how to define that, is going to be chayiv in a sukkah. As opposed to sleeping, even a shenas arai is chayiv inside of a sukkah. You want to take a nap? Your chayiv takes that nap in the sukkah. Okay? There's a lot of losses. It's true that sometimes during an afternoon, it might get very hot, or there might be a lot of noise in the sukkah. There might be certain reasons why maybe you don't have to take a nap. But generally, you want to go take a nap? You got to take a nap in the sukkah. Okay, it's true, Rishon Mazal is a famous tshuva about someone who fell asleep outside of the sukkah. He says someone fell outside, even though he had to go to sleep in the sukkah, let's say either fell asleep or even went to sleep. So you have no chiyuv to wake him up. You don't have to wake him up. Why? Because once someone's sleeping, they're pater min mitzvah. So much so, he said, hey, Tavra, let's say in the yeshiva where they only had a small sukkah, they didn't have enough room like we have to have everyone sleep in the sukkah. Let's say there was not enough room in the sukkah. So what are you going to do? He says he has an eitzah. Okay, it's not really a practical eitzah, but in terms of lungs and halacha, it's very interesting. He says the first guy, Reuven, can go to sleep in the sukkah. Once he's sleeping in the sukkah, he's fulfilled his chiyuv. You know, you can drag him out of the sukkah because pater min mitzvah, so he could carry his mattress into the dorms while he's still sleeping, and he'll sleep there. The next guy go into the sukkah, because once you're sleeping, you've already filled your chiyuv of sleeping in the sukkah. What happens after that? You really pater min mitzvah. True, Rav Avadya disagrees. He holds that if someone goes incorrectly out to sleep outside the sukkah, you're supposed to wake him up and send him to the sukkah. That's machlokes between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Avadya. Okay? Now, I mean, so much so, the Gra took his own saying, supposedly the Gra was thrown into jail on Sukkot. Obviously, he's thrown into jail. First, number one, obviously, he's really putter. I mean, the sukkah, he's onus. Okay? Nevertheless, it says that the Gra was, like, doing everything that he possibly can not to fall asleep, because he didn't want to fall asleep outside the sukkah. Okay, eating, you get around to eating, you do things that are awry outside the sukkah, but sleeping wasn't supposed to do. He tried his hardest not to fall asleep until he had no other choice. But that's so much so how important it is to try and sleep in the sukkah as much as possible. Okay, as we said before, l'tayel b'sukkah, that means if you're going to play a game with your friends, better to play with it in the sukkah. Okay, it's not just tashish buzzly. Okay, you want to have a shmooze with your friend? Shmooze with your friend in the sukkah. Okay, you want to do whatever you're going to do. It's not a tashish buzzly. You're supposed to tile the sukkah. It's supposed to be done in the sukkah if it's all possible. Baruch Hashem, we have a chance this year to be kind the mitzvah of the sukkah differently than always. Obviously, but anytime we're in yeshiva, but for sure, here we're on lockdown. There's nowhere else to go. There's no yitzhahara to go anywhere else. There's no tiyulim this year. And I mean, all you have to do is dwell with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the sukkah. And I guarantee you, if you try and follow these parameters, you'll have a different sukkah this year than you ever had before in your life. Okay? What about learning Torah in the sukkah? Obviously learning Torah sounds like a great idea. The Gemara does discuss it, whether you should learn inside the sukkah or out of the sukkah. The bottom line is the following. If your learning is going to be as good or even better than the sukkah, vada, you should learn in the sukkah. It's better. You're learning the sukkah makom kadosh, that would be the best. But let's say, I don't know, you're a little bit mufunak, or there's a little bit of noise, or there's a little bit of hot, whatever it might be. If your learning is not going to be as good by learning in the sukkah, then you go to the Beis Medrash and learn outside the sukkah. If you would like, that would be the halacha in terms of learning. I want to finish off with one last nekuda, very important, because this is our last year before the first day of Sukkot. The first night, you should know, is a different chiyuv than all other nights. Okay? The Gemara learns out, tesvav, we have a gezeirah shavah, that just like on Leil Pesach, you have a chiyuv to eat a kezayis matzah, so too over here, you have a chiyuv to eat a kezayis bread. You're going to eat bread anyways, because you're going to wash. Anyways, because as soon as yontif, over here, even though generally you hold what's chayiv in a sukkah is a kebetza of bread, over here, even a kezayis is koveya for this night, you're a chayiv on the first night, you should think about the special chiyuv of the first night of sukkahs, chiyuv to eat, and a kezayis bread. So much so, some Rishonim write that even if it's raining outside, even if it's raining, you don't have a ptur from the sukkah on the first night. Even mitzayir's chayiv, coming to tell you, mitzayir's chayiv in sukkah the first night, because it's such an important chiyuv the first night of sukkahs. Okay, we sort of take it as a safek, lamais if you're in America. Chutzar here, okay, it could happen here also, it has rained on sukkahs before. Lamais if it rains the first night of sukkahs, one is supposed to, you're supposed to try and wait. You don't try and wait, maybe this rain will stop. Because on the tzad, it says you're chayiv. It's not going to help you. You're going to have your suda inside. Right? Any other time, it's raining outside, you're potter minasuka. Go have your suda inside. Okay? But the first night, you really have to try and eat a kazayis bread in the sukkah. You're supposed to really wait it out if you can until, the Mishnah writes, until chatzos perhaps. Okay, if you have young children or guests and stuff like that, the chori can eat inside. And then if it stops raining, then you can go outside the sukkah. So the first night is even more important than all other nights of eating. Make sure that you eat a kazayis bread in the sukkah. Gzeira shavah tezvav. We will stop here for now and we'll take questions. Ad kan.